Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. This is the place where we grow together, a place where we come together as leaders to absolutely encourage each other. I want to thank all of you so much for being a part of this particular podcast. For all the podcasts you can listen to, you take time every week and tune in. So many of you who tell me this podcast blesses you, these 20 minutes make a difference in your morning or your afternoon commute. So thank you. I want to thank you so much. Now, I want to make sure you share this. Please do. If it blesses you, share it with someone else. That would mean a lot to me. And I want to make sure that you help make Next Level Leaders with me. And iron sharpens iron. People need positive content. They need strategies that can help them become the leader that God has placed them on the planet to become. Now, follow me at Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. That's where we can connect. Also, I would encourage you for my content to go to josephwalker3.org. I've written several books on leadership. Find out when I'll be in your area, how I can encourage your team, your staff. I'd love to do that. So reach out to us, let us know. And of course, also, my wife and I have a YouTube page we'd love for you to go over and subscribe to. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. I want you to go over there and check it out. I believe it'll be a tremendous blessing to you, a tremendous asset. So go and let me know what you think and shoot us a message out there in IG land. And we really would appreciate it so very, very much. So here we are today talking about something I think everybody needs to wrestle with. And that's how do you stay right when people go left? Whew, let that one sink in. There's nothing more painful than people you work with, people you have poured into, and then they end up turning against you for whatever reason. Sometimes people do it because they've been held accountable and they don't want that level of accountability. Sometimes people do it because they just have just something in them that wants to be salacious and, you know, they may try to destroy what you've tried to build up for personal gain. Who knows? At the end of the day, you must recognize as a next level leader who you are. And today I'm going to help some of you because I know this is a very sensitive topic for many of you because you have seen people go left and it has truly bothered you. But you have to understand how to stay right even when they go left. Michelle Obama said it best, right? When they go low, we go high. So let's figure out how to do that. First of all, I'm going to say something and I want you to really let it resonate with you. People are your friends until they are not. I learned this valuable lesson from my wife who would say this all the time. I had a level of naivety. I thought people who said they were my friends were going to be my friends through thick and thin. I thought no matter what occurred, they would rock with me. They would support me. They would pray. They would be there. But what I discovered is that people are your friends until they are not. And I think it's important, right? Because I think that when you realize how fickle some people can be, when you hire people, when you bring people close to you as a leader, you have to always have in the back of your mind that this thing could eventually bottom out. It's not that I'm walking around paranoid. It's just that I don't want to create a false expectation that the relationship is always going to be positive. It's always going to end on a high note. People will change on you for a variety of reasons. Things that are happening in their life, unrealistic expectations, disappointment with you or the organization, a variety of things can happen. And what you have to wrap your mind around is that people are your friends until they're not. So when people change and they go left, they often do some salacious things, some painful things. They say negative things. They galvanize other people against you. It can be a variety of things that occur. What is your response to that? Well, here's number two. Don't let what was done to you change you. I wrestled with this boy. I poured into people. I had mentees that I poured into, a group of mentees, and about 80% of them just went left. I didn't understand why. And I honestly had made up my mind that I was not going to mentor that particular group of people who were in that particular field. Again, I was done. I said, I give up. They don't want it. I don't understand it. I don't connect clearly. And then I had a moment of conviction that I cannot allow that to change me. I am fundamentally a caring and giving person. One of the reasons why my leadership has been a blessing to many, and God has blessed me, because I continue to be who I am, kind, friendly. I pour out to others. I'm willing to share what God has given to me. So it doesn't mean that I'm naive. It just means that I can't allow it to change me, where I become guarded. I become cynical of people's intentions. There are people that had nothing to do with that situation, and I'm yet holding them hostage because I haven't properly dealt with the trauma of what occurred in the previous situation. So you cannot let this change you. As a next level leader, you got to stay above the fray. You got to keep on giving, keep on being positive. You got to keep on supporting others, keep on pouring into others, building up others. That's what we do. Next level leaders, number three, don't punish your team for one bad apple. Let that one sink in. That's number three. Man, you got this team out there that's doing the work. They're showing up. And it's not their fault that you had a bad apple in the batch. You cannot punish the whole team, putting expectations and new policies in place that don't even make sense because you had one person that went rogue on you. I think this is a moment to affirm your team, to thank God for those who remain, those who stayed faithful, versus constantly penalizing them because of what someone else has done. Listen, you have got to get over it. Every leader worth their salt learns how to get past offense and not punish others for the actions of one. See, there's something I want to lean in on today, and it's this, number four, that every new level brings a new devil. I don't care what profession you're in. Every time you go to a new level, you're going to have different kinds of devils. They present themselves in different ways. And you will learn this, and you have to expect it, and you have to be prepared for it. You can't be naive and think that everybody's going to like you, everybody's supporting you, everybody's in your circle is always rooting for you. Everybody in your crowd, guys, is not in your corner. So what you have to recognize is that this is spiritual warfare. I don't talk much about this on this platform, but I'm going to talk about it now because I believe it's important. When we hear the word of God that says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, powers and principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places, What you're trying to accomplish as a leader in your business, in your church, or what have you, every time you go to another level, the intensity of the attack increases. And so you have to recognize that there is a very intentional, directed assault against you in order to derail you, to paralyze you so you cannot produce, to put you in a place of so much frustration that you are constantly stuck in that same place and that God's witness is hindered by your paralysis. I just believe this with all of my heart, that when you are spiritual and you pray and you war in the spirit, no matter what profession you're in, you see it for what it is. It's not that person, but it's a spiritual warfare issue. You are not wrestling with flesh and blood. You are not fighting flesh and blood. You are dealing with spiritual wickedness in high places. You're dealing with something that's so deep that you have to have a level of spiritual discernment to understand what you are confronting. You see, yes, they're going to go left, but you have to remain on the right side of it. That I know how to pray through this. I know how to remain positive. I know what to say and what not to say. I'm not going to give voice to the toxicity. I'm going to protect my team. I'm going to find out what I can learn from this situation. There's so many other things you can do that can be positive, that can help you move forward and do the things that God has called you to do, all right? But here's the deal. Number five, Don't allow negativity to cripple your progress, right? How many people do you know that are on the side of the road, unable to move forward? People that are just stuck. They just cannot, listen, they cannot go forward because they're like, I'm tired, I'm hurt. You know, let me tell you something. You have got to learn how to lead while bleeding. Leading while bleeding is something I've taught on. It's something I believe that every leader has to experience. And you cannot allow this to cripple you. There's too much at stake. When you hit these blows, you experience this kind of betrayal, or you experience, you know, all of this stuff. You have to continue to move forward in your purpose. You have to be greater than the offense that occurred in your life. If the offense cripples you, it won. But you have to declare you did not win. I'm still going to get up. I'm still going to be positive. I'm still going to produce. I'm still going to make this dream come to fruition, no matter what has occurred in my life. Isn't that an amazing way to respond to that? See, you've got so much to do out here, man. And the enemy knows he cannot take it from you, but he can make it so difficult, you'll surrender it yourself. How many times have you contemplated resigning? How many times have you contemplated just walking away from it all? But let me tell you something. There's a moment that you have to realize how to be not weary in well-doing, because in due season, you will reap if you faint not. What is the wisdom, though? I know you're saying, well, what should I do then? If you're telling me to stay right, to pray, to be spiritually grounded, what do I do in my organization when people have gone left on me? Well, I'll tell you what you can do. You can release the toxicity from your team. So you don't have to punish the whole team, but you have to understand that there are some people who will be toxic because they have aligned themselves with the person that went left for you. It is something that's biblical. When Satan was cast out of heaven, he didn't just go. He had actually influenced a third of the angels who became fallen angels, and now they're demons because they were thrown out with Satan. It happens in every organization. One person goes left, but you don't realize all the meetings they've had with other people. They've sat down and gone to brunch. They've talked negatively about you and your organization. And they all hang out together. And no matter what you say, they all feel the same way. They have drank the Kool-Aid. You've got to release that toxicity from your organization, because those negative vibes can literally create a negative culture in your organization that good people who believe in what you're trying to do, people that have not been tainted by that, will start hearing about all that. And all of a sudden now, they're in their headspace trying to reconcile what somebody's saying about you and how they really have experienced you personally. You see how this works? So you have to have the courage sometimes to just say, all right, I understand who that person's disciples were, so to speak. So I'm going to release them. I'm going to release all of them and let them all go be together. That's how this should work. It happened like that in the Old Testament, a thing called corporate personality, that the one person sinned, like it was Achan who took up the accursed thing in Joshua chapter 7. It wasn't just Achan that got cast out. It was Achan's entire family because of the influence he had on them. That's why it is so important, ladies and gentlemen, to never tolerate toxicity. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how gifted it is. If it is toxic, it's going to inevitably hurt you, your brand. It's going to hurt your organization. It's going to literally hurt everything you're trying to do. Before we get to this last principle, let's review what we've talked about. First of all, as we talk about staying right when people go left, is recognizing that people are your friends until they're not. Simple word. You understand it. People change. Don't think that because people are patting you on your back today, it's going to happen like that tomorrow. You've got to be willing to embrace that. It's going to come. Secondly, don't allow what was done to you to change you. Don't let the offense change you fundamentally. You are a giving person, kind person. You pour your life into people. You help people. Keep doing that. Don't be cynical, suspicious of every relationship because of what has occurred. Keep being you. But then number three, don't punish your team for the actions of one. One person did something salacious, and now your entire team has to be punished as a result of it. That's not fair. That's not wise. But then, number four, every new level produces a new devil. And I've got to be clear about that. The more God elevates me, the more intensified the spiritual warfare is going to become. And that's why I have to make sure that I'm spiritually aligned so that I can ward off every spirit that attempts to come at my life. But then we talked about number five, don't allow negativity to cripple your progress. You're moving, you're working hard, you're making things happen. Don't let all the negativity and the chatter hinder you, but continue to move forward in a place where you can be effective and efficient. Here is number six, releasing toxicity from your team. You know what the toxicity is. You know what the negativity residue is. You got to remove that. You've got to get to a point where you say, I don't want to be bothered with this. All I want to do is do the will of God for my life. Boy, that will pay huge dividends. Let me share number seven with you. I hope this is really helping you. But number seven, leaders must develop thick skin. What more can I say? I mean, I could just drop the mic because at the end of the day, you can't be out here with thin skin. Every time somebody says something, you're crying. Every time somebody disagrees with you, you got a headache. Every time people talk about you, you feel some type of way. Leadership is tough business. Your life is going to be ripe for public consumption. People are going to talk about you. They're going to say things. They're going to expect certain things. But you have to be so thick-skinned that it doesn't matter what they say or how they say it. You are incredibly committed to having thick skin. I would have lost my mind many years ago had not I developed thick skin. I'm at a point in my life right now that it doesn't even matter what people say because I just want to do God's will. When you get to that point in your life where it just doesn't matter what people say, what they do, but you are committed, you are clearly committed, man, this can be a beautiful thing. People are going to go left, y'all. I just want you to hear this. But you have a responsibility to stay and do right. Every next level leader, I'm calling for you. I'm telling you, we've got to be the ones that transcend, rise above all the negativity, all the things that say it cannot be done. And we've got to constantly believe that it can be. I'm telling you, we're going to always be on the right side. We're going to always encourage others. We're going to always make sure God is glorified in every single thing we do. And for that, I give God glory and I give him praise. I hope you have been blessed by this episode. This episode was a little different, but it was different on purpose because I really, really, really want you. I want you to always remember your witness as a next level leader. I don't want you to be responding to the negativity out there, but just keep on doing what you are called to do. Because at the end of the day, when you stay positive, it's going to consistently shed a light on how negative people are. Let them keep on being negative because you're going to be this big person out here winning and they're going to be this small little pebble out there negative and constantly talking about you and nobody's listening. You see, that's how this works. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you. I appreciate you. There's greatness in your future. I want you to follow me. Make sure you do that now. Come on, are you going to follow me? All right, do it now. Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram and let me know. I was listening today and I'm a new follower. Joseph Walker, the number 3. Also, go over there to my wife and I's YouTube page. I want you to do it now. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. And subscribe. Just hit the subscribe button so you can always be made aware of new episodes and things that are coming. We want to be connected to you. We're so thankful. I'm thankful for the opportunity to pour into you every single week. And I appreciate all of you so much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for being a next level leader. Until next time, may the Lord bless you real good. That's my prayer. Peace out. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.